two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You're dead right. I love a good Thursday show, and we've got one lined up for you. Breaking music as we speak, coming out of Canberra. Jane will bring you up to date in just a moment.
We have huge entertainment news because Hugh Jackman
has gone berserk.
He's done one of the best openings of any live television show you've ever seen in your life.
He needs to calm the farm. Settle down, dude.
And he's broken a Guinness Book of Record at the same time in his career. So we'll have a look at that and some other entertainment news.
Is that part of our entertainment report?
It is, which will lead us to Meghan Markle and her baby shower and what's gone on there.
I don't care about baby showers, secret women's business, nothing to do with me.
That's fine. I don't care about a lot of what goes on, but I think you might find some of it amusing.
I can't wait. Guess who we're going to speak to? Dan Sultan. Oh, there's great. Big issues with live music in the great state of New South Wales. This mirrors stuff that's going on in Melbourne at the moment. We need to support live music.
We're trying to help save live music in this country. Dan Sultan, a great friend of ours in the show.
This is a rock station. Music is our thing.
All right, speaking of music and dance, this is a bit of a musical dancing show today because one of the stars of Dancing with the Stars.
Who?
Denise Scott. Oh, I never thought I'd say introduce Denise as a dancer, but I am. She's on the show today.
I cannot wait.
We'll chat to her about that.
I'm a huge fan. We're going to do a sports report.
Excellent.
There's an interesting way. The coin toss is on the way out, apparently.
I cannot believe this. Let's save it you how they're going to pick the sides.
Done. And Tony Mockbell is back in jail. We'll give you an update. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, Mick Malloy.
And how are you, Dangerous Dave?
Not too bad. A little eerie, but I'm okay.
How are you? You look
a
bit worn out.
Jane, I haven't slept for two nights.
What are you talking about?
Are you on the job because your wife's going away at the
end of the week? A little worried about that. I'm going to cope with the two kids and I'm on my own. But no, it's the bloody moon.
Oh, that's so rubbish.
What do you mean?
The
supermoon.
Yeah, it was supermoon the other night. Then it was really bright again last night.
So don't you have a blind in your bed?
Yes.
Are you a vampire or something?
I don't know. Why.
Are you telling the pull of the moon, the magnetic forces of the moon is doing something?
You know he
loves
his astronomy, don't you? Have you seen the space station lately?
The other night, the International Space Station came very low. It was about 7 minutes it hung in the sky as it was moving its way.
Actually, that appeals to me.
Go to sleep.
But not for the next 2 hours.
Okay.
Please stay awake.
Because we've got a supermoon. Who could tell you about a supermoon? Maybe, do we need a weatherman? Is there a weatherman? What about Stephen Jacobs?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Stephen Jacobs.
Big black Australop cockerel. One of 500 birds.
You know, there's some things you just never tire.
That is extraterrestrial of sorts, isn't it?
All right, Jane.
Okay, breaking news. Yep. Julie Bishop has just resigned.
Wow.
And she's doing in Parliament as we speak. She was the member from Curtin in WA, and we thought she might contest that seat, but she's not going to do it.
Not going to do it at the next election.
No, she's not. She will not recontest.
Probably May, and she's out.
Yeah, she's Liberal Deputy Leader for 11 years.
Wow. Mm. She'll leave a gaping hole in the Liberal landscape, especially in Western Australia,
I think she will. She points out, too, that she was the first woman to contest the leadership ballot in the party's 75-year history. And she has been contacted by a number of people, but I'll tell you, they're dropping like flies in the Liberal Party and
they don't have a lot of women anyway, do they? How many women do they have in the Liberal Party?
They currently have seven left, now with Julie gone, but Jane Prentice is on her way out as well. So that leaves a bit of an issue, considering I think that Bill Shorten's made a bit of a fact to try and get the numbers up for women, and I think it was almost 50-50 they're trying to do. Scott Morrison replied 6 minutes ago in Parliament after Ms. Bishop said she was going to retire.
She's an elder. She's a party elder.
Well,
in fact, to me, she outranks them all.
Absolutely.
She would have been a more popular Prime Minister than ScoMo by a mile.
I think it's going to be a very emotional time for her. I can see we're watching the news channels now.
I have some audio if you wanted to hear her quitting, Jane. This is
come
through.
Okay, sure.
I will not recontest the seat of Curtin at the next election. And I will work hard in the meantime to assist a new Liberal candidate to win the seat. It is time for a new member to take my place.
Wow.
Well, that's going to be difficult continuing in with Scott Morrison and their track record for having women in that party.
Will they replace her with a woman? I think she was predisposed to helping a woman replace her.
I'll tell you what, if there's anybody listening now who has any brain, you would have to replace her with a woman because that would be, and not just, we don't mean token, anything like that, but I don't, it's going to be difficult because this is what she's got to put up with. Just minutes ago, Scott Morrison, in reply to her saying, I've just retired, has said, I think it's important to mark the speech we've just heard to acknowledge her tremendous service to our country. He says she's a Liberal through and through and has had fast and she's held fast to those important Liberal principles. Then he says, we share many things in common, not just thinking that Tina Arena is the best female singer in the country. That's what he actually just said about. Then he says,
a moving eulogy to a great career.
And he goes and says, her successor will have big shoes to fill. And we know that Julie has big shoes.
Yeah.
Mate. Not the time, okay?
Not the time.
How about we just pay our respects to someone who served the party for a very long time?
You know what Julie should do?
What?
Go on a really good holiday. I'm thinking Hello World. I think she should call Hello World.
Well, she can call her mate Matthias Cormann too and say, get me the same deal you got.
Give us the CEO direct.
Well, she and David Patton can go and have a terrific long holiday
now. This makes it harder for you to cut her lunch with David Patton, doesn't it? Because you've had your eye on him. You've been. Maybe that's why she's quitting politics, to keep an eye on Patton.
You know what?
So you don't jump in and
I feel so comfortable with you saying that because Julie and David know that.
You would be in there at the drop of a hat.
I would not. How dare you? Don't you say that. This is Julie's day, not mine.
Well done, Julie Bishop. Well, let's get her on. She's a fantastic woman. She's a great politician.
We're going to see her in a different format probably, but, you know.
Been a great foreign
minister. We'll try and chat to her in the next day or two. We'll see if she can give us a call.
All right. Entertainment report coming up next. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy. They've read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Kennedy Malloy's Showbiz Report.
Wait till you see Hugh Jackman perform at the opening of the Brit Awards. He just did it because they're a bit behind us time-wise. It was
what
night
happened? Time. What was it?
He bloody blew the roof off the place. Mm. Good on you, mate. It was unbelievable. He performed a song from The Greatest Showman. He put in such an amazing, the choreography was insane, so good. It was so much, my head was almost exploding. Can we hear it? Should we hear a little bit first?
Let's hear a bit.
Okay. They didn't know what had hit them, the Brits, I tell you.
It's not how I would have done it. You know what I mean? It was a bit try-hard. It was a bit needy.
Try-hard?
Mate, I would have been out there a certain restrained power.
You? What would you have been doing?
I would have kept a lid on it to the chorus and then I would have twerked. And the crowd would have gone berserk.
Mick Malloy, honestly, Hugh has been rehearsing this for weeks and weeks and weeks.
He's a superstar.
There were so many dances that were so tight. The choreography was incredible. And good luck to the Oscars. Yeah. You will not match that opening.
Excuse me.
What?
You're talking to someone who has cut his cloth in the musical theatre.
Oh, mate.
I mean, from a very early age, was steeped in the tradition of musical theatre.
You're not talking about your singing prowess, something like...
Sunlight on the sand, we got moonlight on the sea, we got mingos and bananas, we can pick right off the tree, we got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games. What ain't we got? We ain't got dames. See how I got a third above myself there?
You're harmonising.
And I should point out, when I was singing that, I was in a sailor suit.
Hello, you told me you did that show.
What's that called? Yeah, it's South Pacific.
South Pacific.
No, pretend you don't know it.
Were you in a hula skirt or were you a man?
I'm a singer. I am a singer, Jane Kennedy. Have you got my Wind Beneath My Wings there?
And did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh, wow.
And everything I'd like to be.
little bit more?
Yeah, Ricky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feeling. I can fly higher than an
eagle. Bring it home, Mickey.
But you, you're the wind beneath my wings.
I was thinking that you might have hit...
Cop that, Jackman.
You might have hit the note right once, but you didn't. That's quite remarkable.
That's what it's all about when you're on the stage and you're in full voice and at your whim.
You know when people sing a third or a fifth above? You were singing a 19th.
All right, Jay, well, let's have a look at your musical pedigree.
No, don't, because do you know mine's what? Not serious.
No, you could
That's
do it.
Silly.
You could actually...
I couldn't do
you
it.
Could cool. do an opening
don't
number.
Don't be stupid now.
Shane,
listen.
What was your band's name? So you were out
Harley
the front there. Harley Strung.
Yeah. Awesome. Harley Strung. Not,
you've
not
tread
musical.
The boards. What school musicals did you do?
I did The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz? What were you, Tin Man? What were you? Who were you?
You'd be surprised to know I was Dorothy.
You would have elbowed your way into that role. You would have trampled anyone in your way to
I
get
did
Dorothy.
Not trample people.
They'd have those red shoe marks all over the back
of it. I did have to share it with Gay Kylie. We had to share the role. But, you know, we did it. We're still friends.
Were you her understudy?
No.
Well, so you're understudy?
No, I think we shared.
But what happened?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Stop
hey,
it.
Hey, what about, so I've appeared on stage as Mrs. Squeers.
Oh.
I sang Brimstone and Treacle.
Again?
And in the Beggar's Opera. That's none of your business. And then in another school.
Brimstone and Treacle,
good for all people. As a 70-year-old lady stirring a pot.
There's a similar bent to all the musicals
you've women.
I was in a play called The Beggar's Opera,
yeah.
And it was adapted to Beatles music, and I had to sing I Get By a Little Help with My Friends while my head was in a noose while I was
in
the gallows.
That's a bit dark.
And then I had to sing Michelle My Bell while I sat on a bed with girls from Turek College dressed as turn-of-the-century prostitutes. It was very moving.
You mean you sang a bit?
Yeah, you've done this song before, haven't you?
Yeah, no. Come on, Nicky, sing along.
That's not me, by the way.
No kidding.
You could do this because I've heard you sing and you've been singing.
No, but
you,
I've been
you're like a female
silly.
Hugh Jackman.
No, I'm not.
Have you got a Kylie?
No. Kylie? I do, yeah. Here's a little lady making big waves overseas. People often ask me how I keep making hits. I tell them, je ne sais
pourquoi. I should be so lucky. Oh, that's me.
Okay.
Look at her now. She's in town.
She's huge.
She's in town.
She was
she's
probably at the Brits.
She's playing the Brits. She's in town for a big show Frontier.
I know, Kylie. That's fine.
She just can't dance.
It was playing.
She can't dance.
Careful. I was
playing
her.
You did Madonna. You've done Madonna. Have I got your Madonna there?
That's a bit harsh
Jeez.
For Madonna.
Wow.
Oh, I remember that one. God.
Now, what about, you've ended a few careers. Friend Tay.
I haven't
I think
ended.
You did. Somebody might discover that this rather pointless song
accidentally was released just how it happened. Angie Hart and Friend Tay.
You're not a sister, are you? You really are. You lash out. Was
no, I was paying respect to them all.
And I'd love
know?
To hear a bit of the old, about the dentist.
The classic.
What do I see? Cop that, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that could be me and the Wiggles. I could be out there.
We'll come back after this. We've got more. We got sidetracked there, didn't
Sorry,
we?
Sorry, we did. Anyway, well done, Hugh Jackman.
I blame you, Jackman. Hey, we'll come back. We've got more stuff. Meghan Markle?
Yes.
Welcome. This is Kennedy Malloy. And did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh, my God.
Shush.
Nice.
Shush. Everything I'd like
to be. Interesting phrasing.
You're no Bette Midler, let's be honest.
Hush, shush, Dave. I nailed emotion. This is the finish. But you're the
wind beneath my wings. Oh,
ouch.
Not a dry in the house.
You got that right.
Cop that, Jackman. And yeah, I don't need all the bells and whistles. I don't need trapeze artists.
You don't?
Rappelling from the thing. I don't need fire eaters or 100 dancers.
You might need it.
I'm just out there communing with the audience.
Yeah. You might want to do that.
You might want to work on
shut
that.
Up, Jay.
I don't know what Rob thinks. Rob's on the line. Hey, Rob, what did you have to say about that performance?
No, that was going great. I love it. Going good until you just played Meatloaf at the AFL.
Oh, you thought it was comfortable. Have we got a bit of Meatloaf at the grand final? It's uncanny.
Wow.
quite good. It's really hitting.
Okay, thank you, Meatloaf, and you were never asked back. We're never going to do it that again.
No.
Hey, Langers.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you think of Mickey's rendition of Wimbeneath?
Be honest.
I will, mate. Jackman is a triple threat, mate, but you're a quadruple threat.
Thank you.
Hey?
Yes, I've got it all covered.
Jackman's never made me laugh.
Mate, don't get his hopes up. This is embarrassing.
I'm a singing, dancing powerhouse. I'm a singing, dancing...
Triple threat.
Triple threat. Well done,
quadruple
Langers.
Triple threat. Hey, Jenny.
Yes.
What happened to you when you heard Mickey sing?
The hair on the back of my neck stood up.
Thank you, Jenny.
In fright?
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I hope you've recovered.
Jenny, if you'd go and see that at the musical theatre, would you pay money for that?
Yes.
You're obviously moved and emotional.
Oh, look.
You'll take that with you?
You're not Mick's cousin, are you, Jenny?
type of thing you'd pop on in the boudoir?
No, it's not. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
Hey, Ben.
How you going, Jane?
Yeah, good. What do you think of me old mate Mickey?
It was good, wasn't it, Ben?
It's not Wings Beneath the Wings. It's not Wind Beneath the Wings. It's music to your ears, that's for sure. But I've got a question for you, Jane.
Yeah.
Now, has the big star, Mr. Jackman, ever starred along, you know, superstars like Russell Coit himself, you know, in...
Glenn Robbins.
That's a movie like Boytown.
Boytown, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, well, you actually had to be in a bad boy
singing,
band.
All dancing, and I was in a boy band, an elderly one.
It was an elderly one. Trying to make a comeback.
Yeah. Trying to make a comeback.
Thank you, Ben, for that memory.
Do you know, this is my one memory of making that film.
Yeah.
Was I remember going to JB Hi-Fi and going up to the counter with a big pile of CDs.
Yeah. Of every boy band.
Included NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Boyzone, Take That and Westlife. I remember the guy behind the counter going,
Interesting.
I go, mate, it's research. He goes, well, whatever, mate. It's all, sure. Everyone's got their own taste. And then I left them on my coffee table and all the boys came around to watch footy one night.
Oh, and they're all there.
It just went quiet.
Have you still got them? Pull them out. That's funny.
I might have them.
You might have them. You couldn't bear to throw them out. Hey, Rodney.
Yeah.
What did Mickey C remind you of? Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm good. Mick would want to go easy bagging, yeah, because that was the equivalent of Eric Cartman singing Sail Away.
Get stuffed, Rodney.
Oh, let's have a listen.
I'm sailing away. Set an open course for the Virgin Sea.
Okay.
Do you ever know that you're my
intercut that with Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Go between the two and see
really?
Who would you like. And
everything that's just too easy.
Yeah. Go.
Yeah, that's great. It's
pretty hard to split.
You're the wind beneath my wings.
I think we know who wins this round, Hugh.
Oh.
Hey, we'll
take
be back.
Take that, Jackman.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
Bang, we're doing a sports report. We were going to talk Meghan Markle. Hang about, though. We're going to do the baby shower and take calls in the next hour.
Yes, because... We're a busy show. We had lots of mixing. we had to just get that out of our system.
Time to right the ship with some hardcore sport, which is Triple M DNA.
Let's get back to it.
You've got some breaking news.
It is breaking news. AFLX is an offshoot of the AFL competition in this country.
Bad idea.
They're trying to jazz up the game.
It's like a 2020 version of game that already doesn't go that long.
Correct. So it's all going to do it in one night. They've changed all the names of all the teams. They've got all the great captains are all there and they're all going to be playing. How do you think they're going to find out which way to kick?
Toss a coin like everyone else.
No.
No?
Now, I thought this was a joke when this came up on Twitter this morning. They're going to do paper, scissors, rock.
Oh, my God.
They're literally going to have two grown men stand in the middle of an arena.
At the top of their game.
The captains of their prospective teams. And they're going to stand there and do paper, scissors, rock.
This could be his betting scandal too, by the
might
way.
Might too, yeah.
This could end up in
real trouble.
Hey,
of course you can rig it.
Yeah.
There's no chance to sit there and go, how do you want this to work out? They have not thought this through. Suspend all betting on AFL.
Correct. Thank you very much. We'll tell them.
That would be like having test cricket and bringing out the bat and going flats or hills.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
which by the way, is not a bad way.
That would be like bringing out a piece of sandpaper and putting on a cricket ball.
Oh.
Well, don't bring that up, Jane Kennedy.
Sorry.
Flats and hills, which I always thought in a
flats or hills, yes, I get it.
Yeah. Decide. Do you know what the best one ever was?
What?
Hockey 1, hockey 2, hockey 3.
Oh, yeah.
And then they don't do it anymore.
I always got hit with that. Didn't end up my way.
No, I gave up watching hockey after they got rid of hockey 1, hockey 2, hockey 3. It was the best start to a game I've ever seen in my life.
That's where it comes from.
Coin tosses. I'll tell you the two most controversial, the ones that do need to be changed. So test cricket.
Yes.
Here's my theory. And Ricky Ponting, I think, was the first one to moot this. No coin toss for test cricket. The away team gets to choose. Because home teams always doctor the pitch. So if you go and play in India, they'll end up something that's going to spin madness.
So literally hometown advantage.
Yeah, so you come in. You can prepare whatever pitch you want, but you'll go, you know what, we'll bat first.
We've got Jamie on the line. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, we're just talking about whether paper, scissors, rock is all right to use in a professional game of sport.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the test match and doing the flip and the bat. They do that for the big bash.
Oh, do they?
Oh, is that how
I wouldn't know. I don't watch it. It's 2020 cricket. I'm a purist.
Well, it still makes sense to me to flip the bat. Thanks, Jamie.
And the other worst, the greatest advantage in sport is NFL. And in the NFL Super Bowl, if you go to extra time, you toss a coin.
Oh, you toss a coin again.
Well, the first team to get the ball, it generally wins.
Yeah, right.
So you've got a massive advantage. Success, sudden death. So if you get the ball, you win a toss, and you chances are you're going to win.
It's still pretty ancient, isn't it? Tossing a coin.
What else you got, Jane? What else?
What else
I
got
around
in the world of sport? Oh, there's news on Chautauqua.
What?
Oh.
Horse of the year. Forget Winks and its 30 wins. Yeah. What's happening with Chautauqua?
I think Chautauqua's looking at making a return to racing, Mickey. Yes, I know. Look,
this is fantastic.
We love Chautauqua.
This is a horse that famously refused. It's won about $8 million. It's a out and out champion. Just went one day. I don't think so.
I
don't think I could be bothered anymore. Wouldn't jump out of the gate. So we got one. Have we got a Chautauqua?
They stand well. He hasn't jumped. He hasn't jumped, Chautauqua. He stood there again.
Okay, I'm going to push for this all the way. This will be the greatest thing in racing in a long time.
Now, can I just get it right exactly? I don't know if he'll be racing around the track.
What?
I think this is a bit humiliating.
What?
Well, his trainer said clearly Chautauqua wasn't automatically suited to the track and might re-educate him to be a show jumper on an equestrian horse. No, that's terrible.
Why don't you just make it one of those Spanish dancing horses that jumps up and down on the... No!
Might be a Clydesdale, like a CUB-style operation.
I can fix it. I can fix it. Chautauqua, one word, jigger.
We've got a couple of spears here.
Darren Weir-style jigger on the back door. Wackada, wackada. Racing.
That's funny. Hey, one of our listeners wants to correct me.
Oh, God.
Hey, Rob, what have I said wrong?
How you going, guys?
Good.
It's rock, paper, scissors, not scissors, paper, rock.
Give me a prize.
It?
No. Well done, Rob.
Prize pack coming your
See?
Way there, Rob.
Really?
You thought you had all the answers, didn't you, Joe?
I usually do. It's very hard for me to admit defeat.
I think it can go state by state, though. I don't think you're too far away from the truth.
Thank you, Dave.
Some people do mix it up.
All right, we're going to end it there. I do have another story, but we can't do it here.
All right.
I want to talk Ferrari.
God, it's a busy show today.
Ferrari have changed their colour. This is a bombshell.
That sounds
it's
ridiculous.
A bombshell.
All right, we'll be back soon with Dan Sultan.
Yeah, he's coming up next.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Today, Don't Kill Live Music Sydney Rally. It's on. A speaker and appearances lineup has been made. This is a real issue, actually. It's going to be, it is held today in Hyde Park between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. This is a real issue for people who love and appreciate live music.
Live music. We're a music station.
We are now.
Triple M's DNA is
in Melbourne.
Music.
There's been drama about and legislation that state governments are putting on is going to kill live music. We've got on the line our great mate Dan Sultan. How are you, Dan?
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, we're really good.
Mate.
Now, you are going to be performing at this today. Can you just take us through what Gladys and her state government are doing at the moment?
Look, I can take you through as much as I can. I wouldn't want to speak out of school, but basically it's another act of, you know, it's basically an act against live music. And
they talk about
low-risk and high-risk festivals. Now, I was at a so-called low-risk festival on the weekend where there was quite a bit of alcohol-fueled violence, but no one seems to talk about that because of the age demographic.
Yes.
Really, I'm calling it what it is. It's a war against young people, you know. It's the same mentality as local councils getting up in arms when someone wants to put a skate park in, basically.
I agree with you, Dan, on this one. They're doing everything they can. Music festivals are in the gun. Now live music wherever you are. And this is they've got an election coming up soon too, don't they? I think this is to stop the legislation till after the election is the point of this rally.
Yeah, well, it's a long time coming for Sydney. I mean, basically, I don't want to do a Sydney-Melbourne thing, but we had this thing pop up about 9 years ago where 3,000 people showed up at the front of the tote when it was closed down.
Yep.
And then from that, the slam rally where there was tens and tens of thousands of people up Bourke Street going up to Parliament House. And, you know, I just hope that for Sydney's sake, it's such a beautiful city.
Dan, Sydney's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It's also one of the most famous and one of the most progressive. And you identify it with a good time, a social aspect. It seems like a fun, livable, beautiful city. Yet everything they're doing seems to be to stifle
youthful, vibrant beauty
that the city naturally has.
And I will say they're doing it under the guise of public safety. If they were concerned about public safety, they'd be testing these pills that these kids are going to take regardless.
Agreed.
Thank you very much. I agree.
And also, they're throwing buzzwords around like money grab. You know, well, what do you call closing down King's Cross and moving it all to the casino where you've obviously got some vested interest as far as money grabs go? So it's a disgrace. And basically we're here, we're going to dance, have a good time and nothing.
And we can tell you also who's going to be turning up: Oceanelli, The Rubens, Cloud Control, of course yourself, Olympia Earthboy, Birdie Blackman, a whole bunch of other people are going to be there to speak, including Murray Cook of The Wiggles, who's a great guy, Yumi Steins, and of course Michael Chugg of Chung Entertainment, who's completely passionate about this.
Very important, because once it's gone forever. So
Don't stuff it up, Sydney. Come on, get it together, good bunch.
Dan, you're out there, you're grassroots, you're in the engine room trying to save something. What will you be playing? Are you going to do a song, Dan? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'll be doing a song. If I don't chew up all my time by going on a bloody rant,
I reckon you might.
And another thing, the rally only goes for 2 hours. I want to start, so I need to be careful of that.
I want to get you in the studio too, because I just loved your children's songs, and I want to get you in to play something for us. Can you swing by the studio at some stage when you're back?
I'd love to, and there might be something coming out later than this year.
There's something coming out indeed. That's a child for yourself, very soon.
That's right. Yeah, little girl coming soon.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good luck today. I hope, you know.
And come on, Sydney, turn out and show everybody.
It's, really it's the northern end of Hyde Park from 6 till 8 tonight. It's the Don't Kill Live Music Sydney Rally.
Come and show up.
Yeah.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The Don't Kill Live Music Sydney Rally tonight, 6 till 8, Hyde Park, the northern end. Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the next hour.
Sorry, I cut you off then.
We'll have to come
feels
back.
Feels quite good.
Let's start again.
Okay.
You go first, Dave.
Okay.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up.
What I was going to say.
One more time. Oh.
How long have we been doing this?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the next hour, Denise Scott.
Excellent. I can't wait to find out how she's going.
She'll be
a slip of a thing because she's been training.
I love Denise Scott.
Yeah, me too.
She's one of the funniest people in this country.
I agree. She's hilarious.
And dancing's funny too.
I wonder if she can sing.
It's pretty funny.
Her dancing's not funny.
It is, yeah.
What?
What do you mean?
I have a good chuckle watching it.
I didn't chuckle. I thought she looked amazing, and I'll tell her so when I see her.
What's she danced so far? What's she
danced? She danced a waltz. Was it a waltz or a...
Sure.
Yeah, I think it was a waltz. Viennese waltz.
No, what they should do is strap her shoes to the dancer's shoes and just let him cut
it up. I used to love doing that, standing on my dad's feet when you dance.
You're going to be in trouble in a minute.
It's funny. You are. Hey,
can you dance? Were you a good dancer? I've never seen you dance.
I'm great at about 3 a.m.
Round a handbag.
Correct.
Really
with my
good round
girlfriends.
A handbag.
I'm a little bit unco.
A bit like Kylie.
Oh.
Do you know this is really going to backfire on you? Because I'll tell you what, one night we'll be out somewhere, and you know Kylie will be
Kylie.
There.
I love Kylie.
And I'm going to have to, you know,
I
calm
love Kylie.
The farm.
You know I'm a friend of hers.
You what? Cannot. All I can think
I went
of
to the
when
zoo with her once.
Did you?
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
What do you mean?
You cannot say she can't
dance. Stop prying.
Hey, we've got some comments about.
Hey, did you see? Well done, Taronga Zoo has had tiger cubs.
Oh.
Three of them. How good are they? Good looking little roosters. Yeah. You see them and you go, ho-ho.
I want them.
Yeah, well, we can have one. Kennedy Malloy, we've got two cows.
Maybe we I hope can. They're still alive, those cows. Hey, we've got some comments about your singing.
Yeah.
It says, Scott Nixon said, Mick's singing should be classified as a hate crime. Can we just hear a little
okay,
bit more
now
of that?
That's not. How dare you?
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Yeah, that's.
Listen to it.
Sorry, that's.
If you've got something or you want to propose to your girlfriend or you want to.
Really, she'll definitely say no.
Mark a special time in your life.
I don't that think is so.
Oh, turn I might it make off. This my ringtone.
Turn it off. Quick,
look
turn
at
it
that,
off.
Jane.
Dave.
Just a big finish. A big finish.
Down. It won't stop.
Yes.
But you're the wind beneath my wings.
Oh, you see what I did there? Because most people just go, you're the wind beneath my wings.
No, most people go, you are the wind beneath my wings. You've got, you are the wind beneath.
Need some cowbell.
You've got some weird syncopation going on there, mate. Seriously.
Don't turn on me.
Why not?
Was there anything else there? No. Hey. Well, someone else said, what's this?
What?
Let's not forget Jane Kennedy's Kate Sobrano.
Oh, yeah. Well, we probably
have
best.
Have you got that?
No.
Oh, that was quick to shut down.
Oh, I want it now.
That was a silly
We'll
one.
See if we can find it
that,
during the break. But don't worry, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk, we're going to get you involved. We're going to talk baby showers.
Yes.
Meghan Markle's had a cracker. Went for 5
with
days.
With 5 kids, I had one baby shower and I put it on myself.
Wow.
So I'll tell you all about it.
All right, can't wait. We'll do that. And, of course, the great Denise Scott.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Wow, this is going to be a monster. One of my favourite people in the world will be joining us in just a moment. After that, we're going to talk baby showers. Meghan Markle had a 5-day extravaganza.
She did, and one of the people that I don't like very much, Amal Clooney, put it on for her, of course. Right. And did she wear an outfit that was low-key?
Okay,
no.
Settle down. Calm the farm. Take a chill pill, Jane Kennedy.
That. All right.
Okay, and we're going to ask the audience, have you been to a baby shower?
Yeah, what have you happened? Right. Have you had a baby shower? On.
Guys,
why
guys,
you, have a
you don't want to go. We don't want to go. Don't invite
no,
us.
No, men
okay?
don't.
So none of our business. We don't want to get there. Tony Mockbell's back in jail. In
well, a, I hope he's under a lot of protection.
Well, he's in a secure ward. I want to know what that means at Bowen.
Well,
maybe just no
fingers.
Cocktail parties.
It means who no knows? Zucchinis.
We'll take. Well, you need to elaborate on
I
that.
I will.
No, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top.
Before Denise even started on Dancing with the Stars, she had her critics.
Someone who needs the wheelchair emoji.
I beg your pardon.
She does.
I beg your pardon.
Have you seen her? I had to give her a boost to get her on the chair.
Listen.
Unfortunately, the official judges weren't much kind.
It was very Hunchback of Notre Dame. You need to get those shoulders down, darling.
Craig, you try having these size breasts. Like, really?
And mean judge Mick Malloy continued to sink the boot in yesterday.
Pardon. She looked like Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn, well, now.
She's dead.
At least her dance partner's having fun.
Big boobs and arthritis, it's quite the combination.
Jeremy's enjoyed it.
Please welcome back Denise Scott.
Now,
Denise.
I'm offended, Denise, at what that guy said about you.
Yeah, Mick Malloy.
Actually, now
Audrey
I understand.
Hepburn now. Well, she has been deceased for some time. That is appalling.
They should dig her up and drag her around Weekend at Bernie's style. That, for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Okay, so now I get it. Off air we were chatting about how mean this judge is, and Mick's going, that's terrible.
He is he's a disgrace. Oh, he shouldn't talk to you like that.
No, he shouldn't.
And by the way, I'm not on it because my big boobs get in the way too when I dance. So we have a similar problem.
Denise, congratulations.
Thank you for some positivity.
Yes.
That introduction was just one negative comment after another. And in fact, I did well, Mick. I wasn't in a chair on wheels. I was lifted. I'm getting the sense you didn't watch it because you've got nothing to say now except, but I was lifted.
You were.
Jane, you saw.
I did.
Jane does her homework, Mick.
I did, and I was, let's just say.
That's a bit ambitious, isn't it? I mean,
what do you mean? What's ambitious?
Liftings. Generally,
mate,
when you don't even dance contest.
You better stop talking now because you're digging yourself into a big fat hole.
Of ignorance.
Thank you.
I was lifted in the air.
Were you light on your feet? Did you feel like you
absolutely
were?
Absolutely not. No, of course I wasn't light on my feet.
Everybody who doesn't realise and doesn't know, Denise was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yes.
It premiered on Sunday.
On it.
Yes. And it was live. And
yes.
It was. I was so nervous for you
before you went on.
Tell me how you felt.
All my friends, my family were just about vomiting.
Yes.
Such was their lack of faith or
lack of
confidence.
That's not it.
No, it was.
Thanks for being pressure, live television.
And I haven't moved in years, so I understand where they're coming from. And I felt sick. It was white knuckle fear.
Well, may I just say, the production was unbelievable. It looked stunning. So yeah. Congratulations to everybody making the show.
Well, the production looked stunning. Could you get a little more specific and focused with your positive praise?
And I saw you
yes.
yeah, right.
on that chair, Audrey Hepburn.
You were Audrey Hepburn.
But it was really fearful. And you see, all the way along they're saying, it's not a dance competition, it's entertainment.
Is.
Well,
oh,
yeah,
rubbish.
Once the judges kicked in, and that's what I really wasn't prepared for. And once they started judging people and giving really good dances,
and
like
critiques
scores
about,
of
yes.
two.
So you're at the back hearing all this going, good Lord.
Yeah, I thought I was absolutely screwed.
Denise,
then.
You have performed at all the best venues in this country, at the Sydney Opera House as
yes,
well.
Yes, hello.
And were you more sick
fearless.
With nerves?
You're a fearless performer.
Coming out to do this?
I was absolutely ashen. And my partner kept saying, are you okay? Are you okay? Give me your hands. Give me your hands. Oh, my God, they're sweating. Are you okay? And I'm thinking, of course I'm not okay with a lot of expletives. But we just have to do this now. Yeah. So shut up and stop asking me if I'm okay.
I've got an idea for you.
Oh,
which
hello.
Will take everyone by surprise.
Oh.
Twerking. It's a big finish. You're doing the paso doble, or you're doing one
Mick,
of those.
Yeah. If you just, you've got to watch this online, and you will be aroused. That's all I'm going to say. If this doesn't get you, it's a big claim.
Who are the big threats? Who are the big threats? This Olympia. Well. I don't like her style.
Well,
Michelle, she's going nowhere. Hang on.
I tell you who did like me, which was a surprise. Michelle Bridges' husband, the commander.
Oh, watch out.
I've had issues with him. Yeah,
you've had issues with the commander.
The commander, yeah. It's all about. He got very jealous of the way I was interacting with Michelle one day, and I can understand it because we were.
Is it always about Mick?
Yes,
isn't it?
You know him.
Can we talk about me?
What
did
you do with the commander? What happened?
Oh no, he just complimented me a lot.
Well, that's his signature move.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk.
Move before
I want to talk
he spikes
more.
Your drink.
Stop it. He's not going to spark a drink. That's a terrible thing to say. I want to come back and talk more because I want to just talk about Sir Kirtley Ambrose and his dancing style when we come back. It has to be seen to be believed.
Kirtley. All right.
Dancing with the Stars, 7:30 Mondays live on Network 10. To vote for Denise,
watch it.
You
vote
can
for
SMS
Denise.
Her first come name on. To 1995 10.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Denise Scott in studio, Dancing with the Stars, 7:30 Mondays live on Network 10. Now you can vote for
how
Denise
how do we
Scott.
Do that?
SMS Denise to 1995-1010 or you can vote online at 10play.com.au.
Come on, Triple M.
Yeah,
get
on,
behind
everyone.
Denise. This is our chance. Keep her in there.
I'm 63. I'm hurtling towards death as we speak. I need those votes. I need a triumph.
How are you holding up? Because I spoke to you. You've had an injury? Because I hear this is a brutal race.
Well, this is the thing because you get to Sydney where they film it and I had to fly up to Sydney on the Sunday and straight out of the cab and it's like, okay, you've got to rehearse on the dance floor. I put on my ballroom shoes, which are a nightmare.
Sure.
And it's like, and there's the crew and the, you know, the whole, and the band and off I go and I went ass over.
No.
Flat on my face on the floor in under 40 seconds. I'm sure there is.
But that could have been dire.
Well, that would have been great Instagram stuff if I knew how to do Insta.
Do that.
But this is the important point. I got back up again.
You did.
Got back
I got
up.
Back up. Trooper on showbiz
that
terms.
That is a TED talk waiting to happen.
And this you're going to dine on this for the rest of your career.
That's
good
what
on
this
you.
Experience is about.
You learn a lot about character. A lot about people, and you are.
So we were talking about this dreadful judge. I'm saying he's dreadful, Craig Revell Horwood, and he's from. They call it Strictly Come Dancing in the UK. That's the same show. And he's obviously the nasty judge, and he was horrible
very
to
obviously,
people.
Yes.
Very obviously. And he was terrible to Cassandra Thorburn, who is ex-Mrs. Stefanovic.
Yes.
Because, of course, it's a big deal for her to be on. She looked fabulous, and she would be nervous. He was just disgraceful towards her, of all people. Just back off a bit,
was it
mate.
Uncomfortable, was it?
It was very uncomfortable viewing. It was very
and gave
uncomfortable.
Gave her two, and she's on the bottom of the board.
No, he gave her one.
I gave her one.
Which was,
what
I think,
dickhead.
Did she dance? Or?
Two was...
She was fine.
Yeah, yeah, she was. He was he was cruel. But, you know, let's not forget he called me a hunchback.
That's true. And, that's very unfair.
That's very unkind.
Was he kind to Kirtley Ambrose? Because just seeing Kirtley Ambrose paired up, who's like a majestic looking man.
He's 6 foot eight.
He's West Indian. He should be winning this.
He's pretty low down.
Yes. He should be winning this.
Yeah, he needs to have a little more moves.
Yeah.
He's not.
Oh, what? You're the hanging judge now, aren't
well,
you?
Yeah, sure. That's what
judge.
We do when we're at home. We watch and we become experts all of a sudden in ballroom
yes,
dancing.
Yes, absolutely. And an emotional thing. I love Kirtley Ambrose.
Oh,
God,
he's
I love that
That's my
guy.
Favourite name in the world. If I could choose a name, it would be Kirtley Ambrose.
And a height, 6 foot eight. And you know what? We just gravitate towards one another. There's some chemistry happening between us. It's just like we constantly walk around together.
Denise, do you think you'll be getting material for this as you do? Because this is a once
in
a lifetime
it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, that's for sure. I'll never be asked to dance again.
What are you dancing this week?
I can't say,
it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Because you find out.
But my little legs.
Bus stop. Macarena.
Sharpie dance.
The Sharpie dance.
Twerking. I used to do Sharpie dance.
If you twerk on the show,
if you twerk, just... Twerk on.
Stop it with your twerking, really.
Yeah, it's unattractive, outdated reference. Are you trying to be contemporary?
Yes,
oh, this
is
a contemporary Malloy reference.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you twerk? Twerking's so yesterday, even I know that.
But it's fun.
It's not
fun. It looks
fun.
Like
it's
a vibrant joie de vivre. Look at me, I'm having fun. Look at my caboose.
You need Woo. To... Keep up with the times more, Mick.
Well, what
you
are the
do
kids
now,
doing? What are they doing?
Denise, you've got to fly up on Monday. Is that right? You've got to fly to Sydney. Is that
I've
where
got
they're doing
it? Yes, yes.
And it's on Monday this...
It's on, it's on yeah. Monday.
And they're going to piff someone.
Oh, someone
yes,
gets, someone
gets
this week?
Eliminated,
Who
which
do you
is
think
my
go?
Dread.
Who do you think?
Well, look, to be honest, because I'm a Catholic schoolgirl, I've suffered from self-doubt and self-loathing all my life. Why change now? I'm pretty sure it'll be me. But
no way.
We won't let
Triple M, we're not going to let you know. No, we're not going to let you down. Studio 10 viewers are not going to let you down either.
No.
And God, there's a lot of them.
There is a lot.
And so swinging.
Yeah, no, you're on fire. This is you're in there for the long haul.
We won't have it. We need you to be there.
And I have to get it. I just want to get in quickly that I have to get a spray tan.
Oh.
And I've never had a spray tan. I had my first one last week. And the woman there, Claire, who was doing my spray tan, very good, said, "Is it okay if my friend Mike watches?" And I was like,
"Hang on,
well,
where are you getting this tan?
That's not that. You've never had a spray tan? That's
I've
not
never
how
had
it works.
No, but
saying,
I know.
Do you mind if I come along?
Well, it's like, yeah, I'm standing in Claire's lounge room in the nude with nothing but a hairnet on my head.
Did you nude up?
Hey, what?
Did you nude up for it?
Of course you nude up, don't
See,
you?
No, no,
don't you?
No, I nude up when I do it, but I go to a secret booth on my own.
And under no circumstances allow Mike to watch. As a general rule. Don't nude up. Don't let Mike watch.
This is where self-loathing comes into it because I thought, well, look, I don't care if Mike, whoever the hell Mike is, I'm so humiliated now.
No.
Mike can watch. He can see me in nude in my hairnet. And Mike was a little Pomeranian dog.
Oh.
What a punchline. Oh. You didn't see it coming.
I did not. I actually did not see that coming.
Yes. So that was that. You know, this dancing world, it's just introduced
It's opened up doors for you, hasn't it?
It really has.
Denise, you look fabulous. You look vibrant. You look like a showbiz trooper.
Pastor Doble.
A
true showbiz.
I bet
it's
the Pastor Doble. It's Pastor Doble time, isn't it?
Oh,
just give me a sign. Give me a signal. Give me a.
It may be.
All right, money
down. Who
knows
what it could be. Thank you, Denise.
Thanks for coming in.
We wish you all the best. We'll vote for you.
Dream on, Mick.
I'm just saying. They're really shake it up.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, I'm going to go to New York City. I'm going to go to one of the most extravagant baby showers that we've seen for many years.
Ever.
The Kardashians usually have them.
Yep.
But let's go to Meghan Markle, who flew from the UK in a PJ, private jet, for everybody else who doesn't know what that is. She went to a hotel, and it's an $100,000 a night penthouse.
What is going on?
I'm trying to think who can
is $100,000 a night?
Well, that's sheiks and, you know, people, ogliots from Russia and people like that would use it. Anyway, she was able to get that.
Oligarchs.
I didn't say it. I said ogliots, didn't I?
I thought it was an oligarch. I'm thinking, weren't they in, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Now, listen to you. $100,000, what do you get for $100,000 bucks?
Well, you get...
Have you got a floor plan? Can I have a look?
I'll show you later. But I'll tell you what, it was organised and paid for by her celebrity friends... Amal Clooney.
What's your beef with Amal Clooney? She makes you look ordinary.
Oh.
She's intelligent. She's an academic. Yeah. She does humanitarian work.
And so she says.
She's gorgeous and she's married to
George Clooney.
Matinee idol. Mm. So what's your problem?
Well, I think she's just a big fake.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd like to see a degree. Thanks very much. Anyway,
jeez.
And you know what? She always tries to outshine everyone else at an event.
Right, calm the farm.
So what does she wear to this? When you wear red, can I just tell you, you're making a bleeping statement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, look at me, everyone. Mm. Oh. So she arrives in a red pantsuit.
That's why I never liked the red wiggle.
A jumpsuit.
The red wiggle. Come on, guys.
Oh, well, no, that's all right.
Well, she's in a jumpsuit. That's conservative. That's not taking...
It's not.
She had worked in there with a big G-banger.
She's trying to be sexy. You know what? Women who are going to a hens like this, they want to look skinny and hot because the guest of honour is always
big fatty.
Fat. Big, fat, pregnant lady. They always want to look better.
You're on fire today. No. Tell you what. Also, what do you get for your $100,000? I heard she had a harp. Does she have a harp?
Well, who wants a harp?
None.
Sorry to all the harpists out there.
Cowbell for me.
Don't want to help. So these girls are
only... What's she doing with a harp?
These girls are under 40. Don't you want to rock out to music? Why haven't you got a DJ? Mm. Why aren't you going off?
Well, this is ridiculous. Spend all their money on the hotel room.
Who wants to hear a flipping harp? They had pink and blue flowers.
Whatever.
A fairy floss machine.
Oh, that sounds stupid.
Crates of Sancerre.
It's a waste of a $100,000 room.
Do you know what Sancerre is?
I chocked it full of strippers.
Well,
here's your $100,000.
Sorry. What hen's party wants a room full of strippers?
It's a baby shower.
Baby shower. Oh, baby, there you go. Anyway, here's
by the way,
thing.
Never invite us. Whitney, get in here. Whitney, our producer.
Yeah.
Sorry to me.
Please get
rude,
in here.
Please come in. Whitney.
Please, would you like to come
can
in
Can we
here?
Just have this thing? It's got nothing to do with men. Stop inviting men to your baby showers.
Baby shower.
We want nothing to do with it. No. It's your thing.
It is your thing.
Deal with it. Whitney, where did you go the other day?
What I had to organise my sister's baby shower, but it wasn't.
What was it called?
It was a baby queue.
What does that mean?
It's a baby queue.
My sister wanted her husband to be involved in it as well because it's their child.
No, that's terrible.
So he made a barbecue, queue.
Yeah, so the men could be involved.
So
and
the
there
men
was
could
probably
be involved. And how many men?
Four men and two of them were my family members.
The men would hate that.
They hate it.
We don't want to go.
Not interested.
Women hate it.
They don't
want to
hear about it.
You know what? We want to be there for the inception. And then
everything's fine.
No, I mean the actual moment.
I know what you mean.
And then everything
with your hand clapping.
Then everything that happens after that we could do without.
I understand that. And guess what? We actually don't want you around. I didn't want any men.
Now I want to come.
Yeah.
What goes on in a baby shower? Tell me, what do you do?
Well, there are games involved, and you can
do
things.
Games?
Well, like you've got to guess famous children of famous people.
Pillow fights.
You can guess the baby's name and weight.
Baby's name.
Yeah, yeah, and the weight and the sex and guess how big the mum's stomach is with, like, the string. It's all very lame.
But you know what? I did my own because my girlfriends go, it's too embarrassing to organise.
So what did you do?
I organised one and I called it a champagne shower.
Oh, that's not very responsible.
Well, I didn't drink, but everybody, I said, please don't bring gifts for the twins. Bring me a bottle of champagne so I can stock up and I can drink it all when I'm allowed to drink. That's what happened. And
so you're cellaring stuff at your baby shower.
And my mum and my sister and I, we dressed up as Kath and Kim and Sharon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Again, we don't want to be involved. We really don't.
But that is fun. I mean, baby showers, they can be fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's you feel, though, you're the only one who can't drink, by the way.
Yeah, so you're throwing a party and you can't do anything.
But often a girlfriend or a relative will do it for you.
133353. Give us a call. Tell us about your baby shower. Do you like them? Guys, have you been forced to go to a baby shower?
Exactly. You know, are you doing one together? Give us a call now.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Baby Q.
Baby Q.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. No kissing the chef.
This is Kennedy Malloy, 133353. Call us.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking baby showers.
I was talking Meghan Markle's baby shower, which took place yesterday in New York City.
$100,000 hotel room, 5-day extravaganza.
Serena Williams was, and Amal Clooney put it on for and paid for it, apparently.
Had a harp.
You know what, though, they're saying? She didn't have any mates. She's got no friends in London, in the UK. Got no mates, except for Harry.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wonder where Harry was. Where would he have been?
Guess who wasn't there? Princess Kate. Why isn't that the headline? Where's Princess Kate?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's big. That's a big deal. That should be the lead story.
Why wouldn't she be there?
Yeah. She'd be number one.
That is bizarre. They'll come up with some lame excuse and she'll be like opening some, you know, kiddies.
Home dealing with her demon son, George.
That's amazing, actually. Jesus. Anyway, yeah, so she's had a big baby shower. We got talking about
baby
showers.
See, they're political, aren't they? Everything to do with a marriage or a wedding or a baby shower become political with the chance of women to...
Women are like that. They're so hard to live with.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're high maintenance, I think is the phrase you're looking for.
You know what? I'm not going to deny that.
High maintenance. shall I keep going?
I don't mind because we deserve it. Now, we put out the call to you.
Yes,
our audience. And Steve is on the line because we're asking, have you been to any... Well, have you been to something...
Guys, have you been forced to go to a
baby shower?
Baby shower. Steve?
Yeah, g'day, gang. I have been to a baby queue.
A baby queue. This is the barbecue. This is the attempt to get men involved.
I had no idea what it was all about.
And what happened?
Dad was cooking the spit roast and beautiful chicken, and it was kind of like just a normal barbecue, and they didn't have all their girly games. There were lots of yummy mummies to look at.
but what made it? What made the difference? Why was it just not a normal barbecue? Why was it a baby queue? What made it that?
Well, I think the fact that I'd just been out of hospital 3 days after having a knee replacement and I'd had half a dozen crannies in me and I whacked out off my chops on end at the time made it really great.
Steve, you said yummy mummies. Are you telling me you've gone to a baby shower to pick up women? Is that...
No.
Because that would be a... But reflects poorly on your character.
Steve, you didn't know you were going to a baby shower. How was it? Because this is this how you were lured there? It's just a regular barbecue?
No. I knew it was a baby queue, and I went as moral support for my other friends that were dragged along there as well.
Did you have to take a present?
Yes, we did. We took one of those make a bear things where they actually make a teddy bear for the kid.
Oh, my God. Kill me now.
Build a bear, yeah.
Kill
Thank you, Steve.
Now.
Okay. Jeez. There's a lot that goes on.
The prosecution rests.
Liz, can you help us here? You know the history of these baby showers.
Well, I just think that it's a traditional thing, okay? And I don't think we should be getting rid of all our traditions. And so baby showers are for women and mothers and sharing secrets amongst us. So it's traditional secret women's business and Mick's not invited. And we don't want him there.
Now, Liz, that makes sense to me because, especially in the olden days, it wouldn't have been as open a conversation
That's
as
true.
It is now.
And
so it would have been informative.
And you didn't have
for
social media where everybody tells everything about themselves.
To get a woman to get her best friends together and go, now, here's what you need to do. Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Instead of a bunch of your mates getting pissed as a parrot.
Yep.
Over. Well done, Liz. Give
me
a surprise, please.
Yeah. What about the Ego brush cutter kit, Liz? This is coming your way. Ego 56-volt outdoor power equipment, the trimmer and brush cutter kit. It's power beyond belief.
Oh, thank you.
And you know what, Liz? Are you from Orange?
Yes.
So we give a big shout out to all our friends in Orange, New South Wales. We love it, even though our program director doesn't.
Oh,
so
he doesn't.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Love the show, guys.
Thank you, Liz.
105.1 Triple M Central West in Orange. Gilly for breakfast.
Who's on board?
Gilly.
Nick Gilly. Yeah.
And who? He does it on his own, doesn't he?
Yes, all right.
Jeez, Gilly.
Yeah.
Oof, you're bitten off a bit more than you can chew, mate.
Hey, Tom.
Good luck.
Hey.
Did you have to go to a baby shower?
I was at my, we have three kids, and I was at the third one with the baby. He came premature.
He came at the shower.
So you had the baby at the shower?
I had the baby with me at the shower. My wife had him a couple of weeks before. But I had to look after him at the shower, and we sat out in the lounge watching watching football. And then by the end of the baby shower, I had all the girls out watching the football with us. As well.
Tom, I don't want to be pedantic here, but and look, I'm sorry that the baby was premature, but they're the rules. You can't have the baby at the baby shower. If it's premature, you miss out on the baby shower. Them's the odds. I'm sorry, I don't make
the rules. That's the rules? You don't make the rules. No, you
I
don't.
I would have thought she has to forego the baby shower if premature.
Do you have three baby showers? If you have three baby, I should have had five baby showers. Who I lost should? Out.
God, I could have got champagne.
Lots of stuff. Exactly. Hey, Jason.
Yes?
What's gone on at baby showers you've been at?
Well, as a homosexual, being invited to many.
Oh, you would be. You would always
well, you
would
be. Wouldn't you?
You'd know all about this. Talk
the only
us through
guy
it,
there,
Jason.
Jason.
Who else would you not want at and to organise them?
Oh, no.
So, okay, so what happens? Tell us what happens from your perspective.
Well, in my weirdest experience, you find yourself there at the microwave with a bunch of Huggies and a couple of Snickers and a few Mars bars.
Oh, I know this. Oh.
What are you doing?
Well, you put it in the nappy, don't you?
I'll hand over to Jane, yes.
Well, you microwave it in the nappy and so you open it so they can get used to seeing what it looks like when you open up a nappy.
Really?
One of those out-of-body experiences. Yes. I'm standing there pressing on the microwave going, what the hell? Okay, this is what women do apparently at baby showers.
I'll tell you what, if I was hungry enough, it wouldn't be. Well done, Jason. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Hey, look, we've got lots of calls. We'll get to them.
Let's keep rolling.
Okay,
with this.
We'll keep
I'm
going.
Loving it.
133353.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've still got lots of callers on them. We're going to share them with you because
about
we're
the baby showers.
We're talking about baby showers.
Megan.
Megan's extravagant. Meghan Markle. Well, she's not.
On fire. Her sister's
hey,
not.
I've picked up. Yeah, where Kate, is that in the press that Kate Middleton wasn't
why
there?
Why wouldn't she be there?
Should be.
That
checking
proves. Well, they've said they're not getting along. I don't think Kate's happy with all the attention Meghan gets.
Really?
Anyway, just saying. Hey, we've got lots of callers about baby showers. Lara.
Hello.
Hey, did you have a baby shower?
I hosted one for a friend of mine at her home.
Oh, that's very nice.
I got to her house with all the food and I walked in. She said, guess what? I've just gone into labour.
So did everybody still go and she went to hospital and you had a party?
Well, she nearly didn't make it to hospital. She went into full-on labour. I got there and her husband said to me, I'm going out to have a haircut. And I went, no, don't stay.
You're not going anywhere, mate. Thanks for that, Lara.
Well done.
Hey, let's
go to with a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. That's a bit of a shock.
Baby shower.
Well, you don't expect that. No. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how you going?
Good. What'd you do at a baby shower?
The most interesting game that I've ever played at a baby shower is called Put the Baby Back.
Put the Baby Back?
Okay. You might have to elaborate.
Okay, what happens?
It was like a board with a pair of legs painted on it with a hole in the middle and you had to throw a doll back through the hole.
Oh, so it's like a women's version of darts.
Do you have a few drinks there, Sharon?
Just a few, yes.
See, they really can get, they can really, great fun
well,
for everyone
for
except the pregnant person who's there.
Hey, where are you calling from, Sharon?
From Picton.
Oh, well, that's where our cows are.
We've got Kennedy and Malloy, the cows
and
are
Kennedy
there.
Kennedy and Malloy, who's a great cow. Mm. Kennedy puts it about a bit slutty.
I beg your pardon.
Kennedy, apparently.
Malloy has big issues.
Yeah.
Big
how dare
dark
you.
Issues.
Malloy could be.
And no friends.
Oh.
Hey, he's got a good cow.
Stands in a paddock by himself.
Stands in a paddock by himself, did
Hang
you
on.
Say?
Can cows be male?
No, it's all chicks.
Yeah.
So let's call others. Yours. She stands in the paddock all by herself. She's
Why?
A bit uppity.
She's not.
She's uppity and
she's
snobby.
She's a little team player.
She thinks she's too good for Picton.
Yeah. All the other cows bully her.
I don't. Hey, Josh.
I really like Malloy.
How are you going?
Not too bad yourself.
Good. Have you been to a baby shower?
Yeah, it was a couple of friends of mine decided to have a conjoined baby shower.
Yep.
I'm with the female.
Hang on, was it a conjoined baby or you mean just conjoined baby shower?
Oh, baby shower.
So two babies, two pregnant women.
Two different pregnant women.
No. So my mate and
Explain
his partner
yourself.
Had, my mate and his partner had like a males and females there.
Oh, right.
Oh, men and women go to the one baby shower. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I'm with the women. I think it should all just be women. It should just be their thing.
Yeah, cool.
The mates, all the boys got a bit
a bit too carried away, and there was family that come over from overseas to for it all. It was a big thing. A very family orientated family, and my mate ended up getting that intoxicated. That the grandmother caught him urinating in his own hallway.
Yeah. probably not at a baby shower. I would have thought.
That's the father to be, is it?
I've learned from his mistake, and I think I'll just let the women handle that one. I think
he wasn't the father of the baby.
He was the father. He's
probably writing names.
Wasn't a good first impression.
I wouldn't have thought so. We got a prize for Josh.
Yeah, prize pack coming your way, Josh. Appreciate that as well. Oh, very comprehensive when it comes to baby shower.
Hey, thank you,
everyone. It's a minefield.
Yeah.
It can go wrong. Just get it done. And I like the old informative ones where you share some knowledge
and information. Secret women's business.
Hey, we'll be back to boot this baby home.
You got it, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Big show today. Denise Scott we had earlier. Yeah. Hilarious. We love her so much.
Did she
Dan
get upset
Salton.
With me? Did she get
I
upset?
I think she did a bit, and that's fair enough because you're not very supportive and you're a bit rude and you think Denise can take it. And you just, you know, one more jibe about her being in a chair and not getting up and being arthritic is terrible.
You've got to call it as you see it.
No, I don't think so because we'd all support
you. Are you angry
if
with me now?
No, you're too lovable to be angry at for too long.
You can't stay angry at me.
No, you can't.
Hey, big show today. I think I made a big point about everyone gets on the Hugh Jackman bandwagon, but he's not the only song.
All right, now you're not being lovable now because what I want to say at the beginning of the show is if you'll see it on the news, you might see the whole show, but the Brit Awards were opened
you
with
love
Hugh
Jackman.
I do because he's a great guy and he's really talented. Great he's actor. A really nice man as well. So he's opened the show. It's spectacular. It's incredible. And he does a big number from The Greatest Show on Earth.
It's not how I would have done it. Well, that's all I'm saying.
I tell you what, let's have a listen to Hugh and then maybe.
A bit of me.
All right.
Mickey!
I can fly. Not sure whether you're really.
It's going down to the wire.
We're not going down to the end of this, are we, again?
Yeah, we're going to play the whole thing.
Oh, my God, no.
Here we go, big finish, girls.
You're the wind beneath my wings.
What's happening?
Really makes it like it's like nails down a chalkboard.
You notice no backing singers or dancers.
No kidding.
Just me out there a cappella going.
Your phrasing. Is disturbing.
For me and Frank Sinatra.
No, it's
perfect
phrase. It sounds like you're having a nervous breakdown.
Maybe you both
breakdown.
Should do like a thing together. I mean, Jane, you had.
Here's a little lady making big waves overseas.
Kylie.
People often ask me how I keep making hits. I tell them, je ne sais pourquoi.
Wow. And did you ever know that you're my king?
I'll tell you what, we'd only do it in a Live Aid type situation.
We could do Islands in the Stream.
We could do Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream. That is what we are.
No
Nikki.
More in between.
Right. There's been a lot of feedback.
I'd have
there
to grow
me.
My boobs for that. Oh, I'd just get fake ones.
I'd have to reduce mine. Now,
we're done. Rise.
We are.
There was so much positive feedback.
There
we're
was.
Out. Bad luck.
Never
you don't
mind.
Get to read
hey,
it.
Tomorrow, Merry Christmas.
I love
and
Merry Christmas.
Also, her mate Effie is coming
what?
In.
Bang.
How awesome. Fantastic. We'll
That's
see you tomorrow.
Friday, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.